We're back. This should keep you occupied while you're still at the station, Alan. Anyway, the point of the blog post was not that I'm here just to entertain the masses. It's the fact is that I am fairly unique in the circle that I walk, because I am this obviously English person, or this obviously non-Mexican person, which means that I am noticed far and wide.
Also, the fact that we sort of stick to the same area, and so, you don't think so? Like, we sort of live around this area, like most people who, you know, are sort of parents of the school and so on and so forth. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, this is what I've always done. I've always lived quite near the school that I work, so I am quite used to forever wandering around supermarkets and having kids hanging over the edge of my trolley going, "Really, Mr. K, you buy that much toilet roll and that much beer at the same time?" So some of it is quite used to me. But the thing that I'm used to seeing kids that I teach, but of course, in England, it's more a case of, there's the teacher, let's avoid him. The problem here is it's part of a school rule that if you see a teacher, you should really go and speak to them. And parents send them towards you. And I think this is the problem that you actually have, is that everybody turns up and wants to talk to us.
Yeah, it's just irritating because the parents don't even speak English, and so they use me as a translator, or they just end up talking to me. And I seriously can do without the grief. I mean, I ended up agreeing to going to that homophobic, racist person for, you know, homes for drinks thing.
Let me casually explain. I have a kid in my classroom, and I also have a loony headmistress, and the headmistress forwards everything, and she doesn't just forward everything, but she copies and pastes the whole address book, and so somehow I ended up on somebody's address book, and I had no idea who it was, and then got sent an email about gay parents shouldn't be bringing up children. And so without even going very far, I immediately fired off an email to this person saying, please take me out of your address book and never corrupt my email address, or never
email me again with your race,
never email me with your homophobic bullshit, because I don't really want to know about it. And I then happened to mention this to the headmistress, and it was then that she pointed out that the person who sent it to me was actually the mother of a child I teach. On top of that, the father then started. Maria does my blog in Spanish.
Or used to. I mean, I haven't had time, and I just haven't been doing it, but I do.
Used to translate my blog, my school blog, into Spanish. And he was about the father was the only person who would comment on the blog.
Screaming all in capitals.
Because he comments in capitals. And so last week, at some stage, we were in the supermarket. And he asked, they immediately sent the kids over to say hello. And then he wanted to ask questions, and Maria's translating, and then Maria got stuck with the mum.
Could turn out to be a Spaniard or have had a stroke. I don't know, because she has this very thick Spanish accent. And so she said it.
Well, so this is another in-joke that Maria has. You see, I learned to speak Spanish from Spanish people. So when I turned up and walked into a pub and ordered dos cerveza, por favor,
I fell about laughing.
They all fell about laughing because, of course, it's not dos, it's dos. And it's not cerveza, it's cerveza. And Mexican Spanish is a lot clearer and has a lot less spitting and dribble involved in the whole thing.
The whole process.
And I've now noticed that the time is now 4:42.
Did we get to the point even?
And so we're still nowhere near the point, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.